CliffCentral.com. It's time for us to do the window seat. This is one of the most fun things we get to do every week or two. It's with travel.co.za, and today we're talking to Jonathan Gerber. Jonathan, it's so nice to see you. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Excellent.
24 started off well. Thank you.
I'm very happy. So we talk travel as a part of this show every week. And of course, you've got your own travel business, and we're going to talk about TAG in a second. But we're also going to talk about the TAG Foundation, which I know that you founded and which is doing amazing good work. But just tell us about your business.
Yeah, so we're a partner of Tourvest, travel.co.za.
Right.
We're their biggest franchise partner. We started 15 years ago. That's the stable I come from. I used to be the CEO of Tourvest Travel.
That's right.
And I've been on my own with the help of Tourvest as a franchise partner for 16 years now. Been a
That's
long
phenomenal.
Time. Yeah.
Mm. And you were there from 2001 to 2007, roughly.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's an amazing business. The tourism and travel business is just huge, and people will find money somehow. There are lots of people who make travel the priority for themselves every single year. It, for many people, is the only time they get to actually enjoy themselves because they're working so bloody hard in this country. So it's a great thing to be involved in, but it's also been through its challenges. I mean, you must have been very worried during COVID, for example. I hate to even bring it up because now we're trying to move on
from
it.
Have we not moved on, please?
I know. But you guys survived that, and you looked after everybody who worked for you, which is, again, something that no one's going to be running around patting anyone on the back for, but you did it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, Jolene, who works for you, is one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Please don't tell her.
No, she's the best. She's the best. I was actually talking to her on social media over the weekend. She's hilarious, and she's so good at what she does. And she's like the people's person of people's
people. Yeah, we're very lucky to have her and to have most of our staff, actually. But, you know, the problem with travel and COVID aside is that literally you're as good as your last ticket. So you can provide somebody with 25 great holidays. They can have a wonderful time.
Right.
You provide them with one bad
one
experience.
Bad one.
Yeah. And it's no good. And fortunately, people with like Jolene, we ensure that we do dot the I's, cross the T's, and that people have a good time.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah. We're lucky. Right. We sell dreams.
So apparently you have something in common with Jack here. And this is around the TAG Foundation. So you started this in 2009. Just tell us what the TAG Foundation is and what the vision was at the beginning of this. And you've already... I think you've got 50 boys who are at Kez and 14 girls who are at Parktown Girls who are being supported by the TAG Foundation.
Yeah, so I mean, as a business, we obviously had some BEE requirements. And my wife and I are quite passionate South Africans. And we thought, you know what, rather than just match what you have to do, so pay some company the 2% or the 1%, why don't we actually try and do something with the cash that we need? To get the right points and to do something. We're passionate South Africans. We're not going anywhere. Everybody, I've heard.
Make a real difference. Don't just make some connected person in politics rich.
Correct. And so we started off in 2009. We had one kid. His name was Foxy Lenwaba Nklekki. Great kid. And with all due respect to Foxy, and he'll tell you, they told us, look, you're going to take on this kid. He's a great kid. He's a very talented sportsman. But the chances are he's probably not going to pass matric. So, you know, that was our challenge. So we took him on. Guess what? He passed matric. He got a varsity pass.
Fantastic.
And if he does a few more subjects, he'll actually get his degree. So, you know, those are some of the small success stories that we've taken on. And it's the best thing we've ever done, actually.
So as a former Kez boy myself.
Oh, you see. I knew there was class with.
Yeah, you see. hearing those kind of stories, I'm a happy go lucky kind of guy. So hearing those kind of stories puts a smile on my face. What do you think is the TAG Foundation's most notable achievement?
So we've got a few. One of them was getting Foxy to pass matric.
Yeah.
And we do provide extra help, extra maths, extra science, because those tend to be the subjects where the guys really battle the most. Mm. But I mean, just some. We've got two chartered accountants that have graduated from our program.
That's amazing.
We've had three South African schools rugby players. We've had two South African schools cricket players.
But Jonathan, I just want to stop you for a second. It's not just money. I mean, a lot of these kids don't have the the financial resources to get into a school like that. But it's way more than that. You're helping them with everything. You're helping them with meals. You're helping them with shoes. You're helping them with uniforms. You're helping them with everything.
So for us, we prefer the boys. Look, Parktown Girls is a different story because they don't have boarding. But we prefer the boys to be in boarding because we can control things like prep, their meal times, the fact that they are actually getting fed. We can see their uniforms. We've got our program manager, Senzo Mkize, who actually lives on the property at King Edwards. He's what they call a stooge. He's been there for 3 years now. So he's a duty master. So he can see when the kids are battling. He can see when the uniform's not looking good. He can talk to them when they don't look happy. He can celebrate with them when they are happy.
It's amazing. It's like you're creating almost like a proxy father for them.
Correct.
And for many of these guys, they would have had none of that if it wasn't for the Tag Foundation.
Correct. And one of our success stories, you asked me about our success story. Senzo is actually an old Tag Foundation boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he went through King Edwards 5 years with the help of Tag Foundation. He was a talented rugby player. He went to the Northwest University and he graduated with a BA in communications. And he's now our program manager for the Tag Foundation. So that's, you know, it's the full circle.
That's full circle,
It's a wonderful story and that's something we're extremely proud of.
So people often look at these things and they say, you know, to the notable achievement thing, it's like, how many people have you helped? Because that's also, it's a good barometer to see how you're doing.
Sure.
And, you know, for a foundation like this, how do you measure success? Is it the individual stories or is it the number of people you've helped or is it, you know, the look in someone's eyes when they've achieved something for themselves with a little bit of assistance?
Yeah, so it's quite a long and complicated question. But for us, what we've done is obviously the boys, they tell their own stories and you can see the successes that they achieve and some of the failures actually because that's part of the learning process.
Right.
But what we've helped to do is to create a community around King Edwards and around Parktown that realize that this is something that's bigger than themselves. So we've got many, it's not just us, we've got many donors that give us money because they trust the process, they trust the fact that we will look after these kids and that it's not just money and then giving my Section 18A for tax purposes and I'm moving on.
No, because there are a lot of businesses that do that.
Yeah. So we are a hands-on charity. We look after, well, we started with one boy, we've now got 50 boys this year.
Amazing.
As you can imagine, King Edwards, and the reason we chose a school like King Edwards, obviously I was involved there, I'm an old boy. But we just see so much better value for money there than the private schools. And that's not knocking the private schools. But at King Edwards, full boarding and day fees is this year we're just busy paying the – so to be a boarder is about 145,000 rand, which is expensive. Mm. But at a private school, you're looking at over 300,000 rand.
Sure. Yeah.
So we can get 2-for-1 value for money, if I can call it that. And you have no idea how the schools, King Edwards and Parktown Girls, get behind us, support us. You can see their teachers. And we've tried to create this environment where it's you can be proud to be a Tag kid. You know, often you're a bursary boy or girl and you come into the school and you left. Now you don't know how they operate. You don't have that background. You go on sports tours, you don't have pocket money. You don't have tuck on a weekend when all the other guys go home and you so we try and fill those gaps as well.
That's incredible.
So
you have to think of a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a holistic approach. You're not just putting them through school. It's looking at the entirety of their lives at that point.
100%. And when they matriculate, we just had Caleb Lombard. He matriculated at King Edwards this year. He was summa cum laude. He got academic colors, sports colors.
Cultural colors.
He got 5 A's for matric.
Wow!
He's got a rugby bursary through the Lions, and he's studying a BSc of Science at Wits this year. So
amazing!
But I'm very lucky. I mean, my wife really she takes her motherly role extremely seriously. Our kids have flown the coop and they're out the house, and this is just something that she absolutely.
You've got 50 other kids that you didn't know about.
Well, 64.
Yeah. 64, actually. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
And so she's also very hands-on.
She's extremely hands-on. I mean, I generally talk to the donors. I try and work out ways that we can get the funding, do whatever. But the love of her life is looking after these kids, dealing with them, talking about their problems, getting them solutions.
Yeah.
It really is an incredible thing to watch. Very proud of her.
I think this might be a difficult question to answer, but like, what does the future look like for Tag Foundation.
Okay, so that is, so when we started, we said, okay, we'll take on Foxy. We got one boy. We think we're doing our job. We're the good South Africans.
Right.
We then said, okay, what is our vision? So our vision said, okay, we'd like one boy per grade at King Edward's. Mm. So five boys across the grades. Then we got people sort of bought into what we were doing. We got funding from some corporates and some from some friends and some people. And then we thought, okay, well, five cheapest. Okay, maybe we should go to – and now we're at 50.
Yeah.
Just at King Edward's.
Yeah.
Eventually you run the school.
Then somebody said to us, yeah, but you know, we really – you know, with the problem with fatherly figures, I mean 61% of South African children don't have fatherly figures. Yeah. So the mother is a critical role in South Africa if we are to believe in the future. So then we got involved with Parktown Girls. Again, we started with four girls. Now we've got 14 girls. Yeah. So, you know, those roles are forever developing. But I would say I never want to put anybody under any pressure to be able to fund these kids. And the last thing that I would want to do is be in a position where we take somebody on board and for whatever reason we're unable to fund them.
Pull through, yeah.
So I would say we will get to as big as we possibly can get to. And still maintain the control and the intimacy of knowing those children, what they like, what they're talented at, what they want to be doing, and actually provide fathers and mothers for the future of the nation. That's where we want to get to.
That's brilliant.
Well, it's a huge responsibility. I love the fact that there are organizations like yours, businesses like yours. It's not an NGO. You've just got this foundation running alongside it.
Yeah.
And that there are so many other people that you've been able to rope in through your business connections, friends, as you say, people who care about this country, who are helping as well. If you want to find out more, you can go to tagfoundation.co.za. That's tagfoundation.co.za. And you can find them on X, on Facebook, on Instagram, at Foundation Tag. And of course, all of this is brought to you by travel.co.za. And you know our friends at Tourvest as well.
Yeah.
Terrific people.
They've been great partners to us. And just to add, they currently sponsor – well, they did sponsor two boys at King Edward's last year. Lesedi Sholi's just graduated or matriculated. He's now also a stooge at King Edward's. He's going to take on his – he's a cricket coach there as well, and he's studying at Wits this year. Mm. And then they've taken on two girls for this year at Parktown Girls. So they're a willing partner and a great partner to us as well.
That's superb.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much
for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to see you, Jonathan. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll see you again soon. Yeah.
Thank you, Gareth.
I was going to go into a whole thing about like you and travel and where you've been, but we'll be here for a whole year.
Yeah.
You've been in this business.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, no, for sure. Come in anytime.
As a parting shot, I'll say, come on the Reds.
Go school.
All right. Very good. There's some Kez old boys getting all nostalgic with each other.
I had to do it.
I get it. It's fine. CliffCentral.com.